This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Wayne Cho developed anxiety and bipolar disorders, which he says resulted from neglect and abuses he experienced throughout his childhood. At the age of 30, Wayne took up long-distance running, an activity that provided both relief from his anxiety symptoms and the confidence to dream. Wayne ran across Canada in 2009 to raise awareness about mental illness. Now he has begun an around-the-world effort called Love World Run. His objective is the same, to raise awareness about mental illness, and this time he's running across 4 continents and 22 countries in 3 years on a stigma-busting mission. Wayne writes on his blog, "Imagine the day when people can freely speak about their anxiety or depression. We would be able to tell our family and friends about our problems and get their support." We're joined on the phone now by Wayne Cho.
Welcome back to People First Radio, Wayne.
Hi there. Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you today?
Good, good. I'm sorry that I'm a little late.
Well, you're on.
I actually was just, I got caught up talking to some folks about anxiety and bipolar and depression and all the fun stuff. And I just couldn't stop talking about it. So
well,
sorry about that.
That's what you do on your walk. From the last time that we talked, when you walked across Canada, it was the same thing.
Yeah, actually ran across Canada, I think.
Yes, I'm sorry, you ran across Canada. That's right.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be back on the program.
Tell us more about why you're doing this. Why is this so important to you?
Because it affects me personally, and also I know that affects a lot more other people and people that I come across almost every day. Like as I said just now, I just talking to someone who you know might be experiencing similar issues that I have experienced, and you know I'm trying to let them know that person who's 19 years old and I'm, you know, I can look back, and relate to how I felt when I was, at that age. And I'm just trying to tell him that, you know, it's fine. Things, you know, just keep going and, be patient with yourself and things will work out.
You've linked your own mental health challenges with difficult childhood experiences. Tell us more about your own process over, I guess, your whole life to this point. How did you begin to understand what was happening to you?
Well, I guess I really only got the, official understanding of it when I went back to school to study psychology and then found out that I have anxiety and bipolar. But throughout life, you know, I always had this just anxious feeling in my stomach, even as a kid. And, you know, just thinking that something's not right. I have always, you know, trying to do things to, you know, feel more confident. To improve myself, you know, reading self-help books and all that. So it has been a journey through life, but through time then that really helped me understand myself the more challenges that I go through, the more that I'm aware of myself and I'm more aware of what, you know, or what has happened in my childhood, how it has impacted me then and how it still affects me today. So I'm just, it's a continuous learning process.
Wayne Wayne Cho is running around the world to raise awareness about mental illness, particularly depression and anxiety, and also to challenge the stigma that is associated with it. But this isn't his first marathon. He ran across Canada in 2008 and 2009 for the same purpose. Wayne is motivated by the desire to make change in the world around him, and he also believes there's a way of overcoming all of one's personal challenges to become a stronger person. He's blogging about his experiences and sharing his itinerary online at loveworldrun.com. Wayne Cho is on the phone with us. Wayne, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Long Beach, California.
Tell us more about your route. You're in California now, and you've got a long run ahead of you. What's your itinerary like?
Well, for the U.S., I'm heading towards Las Vegas and then New York. Hope to be in New York by the end of October, so another 5 months of running. I started the Love Wall Run on January 1st in Vancouver, B.C., and took me about 3.5 months of running to get to L.A., California. The person who's been driving for me has left, so I basically been spending last few weeks looking and also waiting for the next driver to come on board. And I will pick up the run again on June 1st. That's when my new driver comes on board.
What has your experience been so far? What are you hearing from people? You said you were just speaking with someone about their own challenges and issues. How have you been received on this journey?
In terms of media, I actually had pretty good coverage in Vancouver. I was featured on the CTV news, I guess, on the start of my run. And I had some media coverage in San Francisco and then in L.A. So, you know, I had some of that. Not hugely. Like, I wasn't on the, you know, because big media news and all that. But I also did presentations both in L.A. and in San Francisco, and in other cities as well, where I spoke with mental health patients and families about my experience and also about my my message. So that's how I guess, you know, bring awareness. At the same time, I enjoy meeting others and hearing their stories. And that has enriched me and my journey.
Well, you certainly are an inspiration, Wayne. And I know that you're inspiring others online because, as I mentioned to you in an email last week, your interview with us in the spring of 2009 has been accessed online hundreds of times in 2012. And in fact, it was that one interview was among the top 10 most listened to in 2011 here on our website.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And I'm glad that people find the message, you know, worthwhile to listen to. But for me, I do want to bring awareness, but it's about the experience itself. Like, when I meet people face to face, I just like today, actually, I'm in the parking lot of a mechanical shop now who's helping to fix the RV to keep me going on the journey. And, you know, I was talking to the owner and the folks who were here about me. And I felt that I, you know, had a really good connection with them, and that it was a enriching experience, according to the person there, you know, for all of us. So that's the type of experience that I appreciate a lot.
That's awareness raising one or two people at a time. It'd be nice to speak with you again, Wayne. Let's say when you arrive in New York, maybe in the fall, we can reconnect and catch up with you.
Yeah, that sounds great. And yeah, looking forward to that.
All right. Run carefully and all the best during your summer journey.
Thank you so much. And I hope you all have a great summer as well.
Bye, Wayne.
Okay, bye now.
Wayne Cho is running around the world to raise awareness about mental illness, specifically anxiety and depression. You can read his blog and follow his progress online at loveworldrun.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.